The Indiana House of Representatives is currently scrutinizing HB 1047, a pivotal bill designed to intensify the fight against AI-generated revenge porn. This legislative effort received a substantial push forward after its scope was refined through amendments, addressing initial apprehensions regarding its broadness. The bill's progression was underscored as it cleared its second reading in the House on Tuesday. Doug Counts, a former FBI agent and the CEO of Veracity2R, voiced his support for the bill, labeling it a step in the right direction. Counts pointed out a significant loophole in the current revenge porn laws of the state, which lack provisions for computer-generated imagery. Despite their virtual nature, Counts argued that these images bear the potential for real harm, feeding into dangerous desires that could escalate into physical acts. The momentum around this legislative initiative was further amplified by the Indiana Coalition to End Sexual Assault and Human Trafficking, ICSAT, which convened at the Indiana State House just before the House's vote. Beth White, the president CEO of IASHT, emphasized the importance of the revenge porn bill as a critical step in curbing exploitation and its contribution to an environment ripe for sexual violence and human trafficking. The bill also holds significance in addressing AI-generated child pornography, as highlighted by Counts. He pointed out the current legal gap where such computer-generated content is not deemed illegal in Indiana. The bill aims to blanket all forms of such imagery under the illegal category, regardless of their authenticity. As the bill gears up for its third reading in the House, its passage would mark a crucial step before it is presented to the Indiana Senate. This legislative move is a testament to the state's commitment to evolving its legal framework to keep pace with the burgeoning challenges posed by AI in the realm of personal privacy and safety.